Texans training camp today from the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer, we got a huge first show.
Yeah, we do. A one-on-one with a starter. Also, John Harris has his observations. You see them on HoustonTexans.com. You're going to see them right here.
Quicker. There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for.
Don't drop your head.
This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We got to keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
Okay, Mark, the first day of training camp in a much different setting than what we're used to over the years here for the Texans.
No question. The temperature is a big story. Let's get to some quick hits here as the players reacted to being at the Greenbrier in a much more favorable weather situation than Houston.
Yeah, it's a great place. You know, look, we miss the Houston fans. We know how important it is to them, our training camp there. We'll be back there in a few weeks, and we'll have a couple open practices for them. But it's great up here. I mean, it's a chance for us to bond. It's a chance for us to eliminate distractions and have good practices and become a better football team.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, the place is unbelievable. The land around it's phenomenal. The weather is, I mean, I don't even have to say anything about the weather. But it's beautiful, and the people have been unbelievable. Everybody at the Greenbrier, all the fans seem to be great, so had a great time.
Well, one of the great sights to see at training camp is J.J. Watt on the practice field, arm brace on, ready to go.
Yeah, a lot of big names were in attendance today. We saw Dana Holgorsen, head coach of West Virginia. We saw Mike D'Antoni, head coach of the Rockets. But the biggest name of them all, J.J. Watt, and what was it like to be back out there?
What do you like about what you've been able to do right off the bat, J.J.?
Practice. I like being able to be on the football field. We'll be smart about it from here out, and we'll take days off here and there, but it's just nice to be playing football. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's been a long time coming, and we've done a lot of work to get to where we are, but today's just the beginning. Today's just day one, and really looking forward to stacking up days, and really, like I said, I just really enjoy being with my teammates.
So good to see number 99 healthy, practicing, mm-hmm. And he said he might take a few days off here and there as camp progresses, but it was also good to see him in union with number 90.
Yeah, because that's a sight we all want to see. Saw it a little bit last season. You want to see it a whole lot this season. They'll make one of the more dynamic pass rush duos and a trio along with Whitney Mercilus in the NFL. But Watt and Clowney, what a pair.
Yeah, I think it's special for all of us. I mean, you got some phenomenal pass rushing ability out there. I mean, you got Jadeveon, you got Whitney. It's going to be great. I mean, just to see the talent that we have and the ability to put it all on the field at the same time and to come from different angles, it's going to be really special.
How have we gone this long in the show without talking about the offense, Drew? I don't know.
Yeah, we just talked about a dynamic duo in Clowney and in Watt. Well, there was another pretty good duo, at least on the first day of practice, in Tom Savage and DeAndre Hopkins.
First day, couldn't have went better. I think Tom and I completed every ball we threw. We got together in Philadelphia and threw, you know, a couple days. And also, you know, we communicated the whole offseason, you know, just about football, you know, and personal. Not more so just about, you know, just me and him.
We've just been throwing, and we talk probably every other day this whole offseason. I think it's huge just to kind of get to know the guy and be on the same page with him.
Well, it's great to know that Savage and Hopkins have worked out together in the offseason prior to camp. Let's see what kind of dividends that pays.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what that does. And, you know, one of my favorite things, and I know one of your favorite things, mm-hmm. are observations by the great John Harris. So, Johnny, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Drew. Let's get into some training camp observations. All right, number one, Kevin Johnson, number 30, is back. And, boy, he was back with a vengeance, covering guys all over the field, highly competitive. In fact, after a deep ball down the field to Will Fuller, maybe it was a little PI, but it was very competitive for the ball. He knocked it away. And as he ran back to the huddle, he reminded everybody, just getting started. And, man, I'm telling you, that was a good thing to see. Kevin Johnson back in the fold today. Let's get to another one. Alfred Blue, boy, he got pinballed a couple of times today. No pads on either. Kevin Johnson got him one time, got him pretty good, little shoulder-to-shoulder blast. And a little while later, well, Alfred Blue's Hard Knocks nemesis, Brian Cushing, made his impression with a little shoulder-to-shoulder blow that knocked Blue down. Of course, Brian had a few words, including, "That's two of them, Blue." There's your other observation. And last, and certainly not least, oh, boy, how good was it to see number 99 on the field today? I talked about Kevin Johnson coming back. 99 was back. We'll see what he's able to do on Friday when the pads go on. But, boy, he looked good. He looked strong. He looked quick. He looked just like the J.J. Watt we remember from back in 2015 before the back injury fell to him in 2016. You want more? I got more. Savage, Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, how they all looked at practice today. Check out my observations at HoustonTexans.com. Back to you guys.
Cool observation there off the bat, talking about Kevin Johnson, mm-hmm. because he looked great in coverage, like John mentioned, with Will Fuller, mm-hmm. and very physical as well.
That's what you want to see, Drew. You know what else you want to see? Great play at the safety position, and Andre Hal is one of them. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
You got safety Andre Hal here on the first day of work. A big difference, isn't it, huh?
Oh, very big difference. We were just talking about it. The weather's great, man. Had a great practice, though. We still out here grinding, working hard, but the weather's a big difference.
Yeah, can you think you've gained a little bit more because of that today?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We even ran more conditioning after practice. So, like you said, the weather, it makes it good for you to work hard and not have to try to get through practice. We really grind through practice, but we're not trying to get through practice.
Yeah. Weather aside, how much fun was today being on this defense that has such high hopes?
Oh, it was great, man. Having Kevin back out there, J.J. White back out there. It's been great, man, seeing the guy back at the plant and doing great things out there.
Yeah, communication-wise, year by year, I'm guessing you keep growing as well. What's different now as a safety as opposed to 2 years ago when you switched positions?
Like you said, just growing and knowing the experience, man. Like, you got to go through stuff to learn. And I went through a lot. So going through that stuff, man, I feel like I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there, man. I'm still learning right now. I got two great coaches with JB and Butler. And Midget, so they've really been on me and really getting me to the level I'm supposed to be at. And the guys pushed me, too. Jonathan, Joe, Kareem, they really pushed me, too, to be better.
Yeah, I was going to say, J. Joe is a cornerback, but he's almost like a secondary coach, isn't he, in some ways?
Yeah, he's been going on 11 years, man. You play anything for 11 years, man, you got to be good at it. So everything he said, I listened to him, and he's one of the best in the league right now to me. And he's been playing for, 11, like I said, 11 years, and he's great at it.
You touched on Kevin Johnson's return. He did not get to practice during the spring, was out there today. He flashed as well, didn't he?
Oh, definitely. You know, he's one of the best in the league, too, to me. And like I said, man, I'm glad to have him back out there.
What's the best part of being through with your first practice?
Just the nerves, man. Everybody kind of nervous about getting back out there. Not nervous, more excited. Everybody kind of excited to get back out there. And that's over now. Now we're ready to go to work and grind.
All right. I know you got classroom work to go to, film work and all that stuff. We'll let you get going. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good to catch up with Andre Hal. He's definitely one to watch as training camp and the season progress there at the back end of the Texans defense.
And you can watch this show every day of practice and also listen on Sports Radio 610 Texans Radio 8 to 10 a.m. the first couple of weeks of practice and weeknights at 6. But let's leave you with this, highlights of today's first session.